We are dead center in the middle of a twofer from Bowie. More coming up in seconds.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
Time for What's Up with Florida. A Flagler County man was arrested after trying to steal several products from a Target.
Okay, like what?
Deputies said they responded to reports about the Target theft Monday afternoon.
Right.
Upon arrival, deputies found 46-year-old David Romero trying to back out of a parking space
outside
the Target.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, he was having a lot of trouble getting out.
I can't rewind my car.
Right. Then the release shows the deputies tried to take Romero into custody and an arrest warrant was out for him. But as they tried to place him in the patrol car, a pink vibrator fell out of his pants.
Yes, 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 yes.
Investigators later learned that Romero had stolen the vibrator from Target along with condoms, personal lubricant, several sexual enhancement products.
Wait, they sell these things?
And a t-shirt.
I didn't even know. I need to head to Target and a t-shirt.
Target in Florida.
Oh, okay.
That's the key.
All right, I got to drive to Florida.
But
then.
Imagine the embarrassment of having a vibrator fall out of your
pants.
Look,
you know what? Really, they saved him by busting him there because clearly he would have ended up in the hospital
after
a night or 10 days of
self-abuse. That is true. I don't know how it got in there. I must have fallen on it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
All Request Fest coming up. Nothing but loud stuff. Whatever will get your weekend going, if we can find it, we will play it at 5.
The world's happiest report focuses on 6 factors to determine which nation is the happiest.
This is
Finland
what
won it for the 6th time.
Oh, Monty Python's Finland, where I quite want to be. I think I lost a dollar
Finland,
on that side.
Finland, Finland.
Wow.
The country where I want to be.
They have a terrible theme song. It's social support, income, health, freedom, generosity, and absence of corruption.
Absence of corruption.
And now they are saying in Finland they will fly you to Finland and give you a happiness masterclass.
What?
They'll teach you how to be happy.
Don't you have to live there? Isn't that the whole point of this, is that you have to live there to be happy?
It's a great question.
You take home a piece of Finland with you, like a talisman or something, and put it under your bed?
That's a great question, and we're going to go to the Heineken 00 hotline and talk to the instructor, I believe.
Wow.
Olavi Makinen?
Yes, how are you today?
We're good, thank you.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so happy. I hope other people are happy too.
Right. We were talking about you guys flying 10 people into Finland to give them a master class in being happy.
A true story.
Yes, we want to invite them to enjoy our country and also learn the Finland way we're so happy here.
Okay, and are you the instructor?
I am one of the instructors, yes. Okay. There's several of us who will be teaching the master class, and we'll teach you the ways of the Finnish. We have a thing in Finland called sisu, which is the nature of our people, strength of will, and also we are happy in the face of adversity. So it's more how you react to life than how life is to you.
I see. Okay.
So we have road rage here, where if someone just barely cuts us off on the freeway, we go after them and yelling and screaming
with
and
anger.
We
don't have that here, largely because we don't have cars. Mostly we ride on reindeer.
Oh, do you? I didn't.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And the dog sleds, also very popular here. It is winter in Finland. One third of the year, so it's very dark and cold many times.
Yeah, that does seem bad.
That seems depressing.
But you stay happy.
We are happy because temperatures are usually 0 degrees Celsius, 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or below. So when we smile, it freezes. It just sticks like that.
See.
So everybody stay happy.
So you don't have a choice. Your smile is stuck.
Yes, and we live amongst nature, so we're always enjoying the outdoors and the natural things. Aurora Borealis, you can see from Finland, it's beautiful.
Sure.
And we make much vodka, so much vodka in Finland, that I'm loaded now. And so that's why I'm so happy all the times in Finland because of drunkenness.
Well, now I'm on board. I didn't think I'd be one to do any of this, but if that's your solution.
What are the courses that you teach specifically?
Well, we have one course, which is appreciation mm-hmm. of life.
Okay.
When finished here, we get sad. We think, oh, you know, we are so very close to Iceland, mm-hmm. and yet no Björk. So we win there. Björk, so it makes us happy.
So glass half full. I get it. All right.
Freaking hate Björk. She is so annoying.
She's the worst. You're right.
Oh.
Super annoying.
Yeah, no, you're right.
With the freaking swan dress and all those things.
Yeah, she drives me crazy.
The one thing makes a Finn angry, it's Björk.
Oh, poor Björk.
Kiss Björk.
I'm with you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What a beautiful day for you to return to Los Angeles, Kevin.
Thank you, sir. It is 71 degrees and clear and sunny.
Yeah, just like you like it.
Love it.
What was the coldest it was?
Sorry for whining about last week. I was in New York City. It was 9.
9!
With a wind chill of 6 below.
Oh, how was that for you?
And I hated it, and I was a baby, and I cried the whole week. And I'm happy to be back in Southern California.
Super pointy nipples. That's fun.
Happy to be back here. This next story I had a weird reaction to.
Okay.
A Venezuelan artist and social media influencer.
Okay.
Travels to Mexico
mm-hmm.
and finds a monkey and then a tattoo studio and gets the monkey to tattoo him.
I you know, usually I'm like looking at you like, what kind of crap is this?
Right.
I like this story.
That was my response. What's wrong with us? Listen to the guy.
Okay, so I'm here in the middle of Mexico next to a McDonald's, and I'm waiting for a white van to show up with a monkey inside because I'm about to meet a monkey.
I love that kind of, I mean, I guess it's a monkey.
First of all.
It's a monkey.
First of all, white van.
White vans, usually monkeys do show up in white vans.
White vans are always up to no
always
good.
Always good, yeah. Free ice cream, free candy, free monkeys. Always good.
Teach him how to tattoo, and he's going to tattoo me.
Wow, I love this. I love this.
Well, that was my response, too. And then I thought, why am I so excited about this? What's wrong with me?
I don't have any tattoos.
Neither do I.
But I'm not opposed. I just never cared.
Same.
But I've always kind of thought if the right thing came along.
A monkey, for example. So he meets the guy with the monkey.
Okay.
Things happen.
So this is basically the guy telling him, look, my monkey doesn't know how to tattoo and he's not going to tattoo anything.
Now I'm angry.
Right.
But you can teach monkeys to do things.
But the monkey owner is looking out for the health of the monkey. Okay, great.
Well, sure. So it is a little dangerous, I suppose.
So then they take some time and they teach the monkey.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Using food rewards.
Sure, of course. That works with me too, by the way.
To tattoo the guy. So he puts like white paper all over his legs where he doesn't want to be tattooed in one little piece of skin.
Listen, monkey, don't tattoo here.
Right.
But.
And he puts lines on his skin so that the monkey can follow them, which he, of course, doesn't.
Is there video?
You know why? Monkey.
Why? A monkey. Exactly.
There is video.
Monkey.
I posted the whole thing on my Twitter. It's his post. And he's standing outside of McDonald's waiting for a white van. And then they find one tattoo parlor that would allow it.
Yeah, all right. Sure. Whatever. We don't have a license anyway.
The guy in the back is just laughing like, whatever.
Yeah, bring the monkey in, man.
And the monkey tattoos the dude.
Sweet.
How wires?
Because my first
thought was that's the best. And then my second thought was, why do I think that's the best?
Because it's a monkey. How many tattoos have you seen and you got this long story behind them and you're like, oh, it really means a lot to me. My sister did this and blah, blah, blah. But if you were to say that, is that a tattoo?
Monkey. What do you got to say?
It's a what? Who?
A monkey did it.
A monkey did your tattoo?
Yes.
Oh my God, that would be so.
And I would get all the drinks.
I would love that. I would buy all the drinks. All right. We're going to Mexico. We're looking for a white van and a monkey.
Thank you, Scott, for sending me Foot Fondler on the loose in Lake Tahoe area, police say.
Foot Fondler?
Foot Fondler.
Is this Scott, our pal Scott?
Yep.
Oh, hey, dude.
Authorities are warning residents and guests in the Lake Tahoe area to secure their exterior doors.
Okay.
Which seems like it would be a given.
Yeah. I mean, it's so weird to me that in 2023, people don't lock their doors.
Right.
What?
I think in this particular case, it sounds like it was a door with a screen to the outside.
Okay. All right.
Some guy, women staying at the resort in State Line, Nevada, woke up to an intruder in their room fondling their feet.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. Well, I mean, I guess if anything can be seen, any bright spot, at least it was just their feet.
Yeah, I agree.
But dang, dude, come on.
The sheriff's office put out a huge statement saying, sheriff's office responds to prowling incidents, reminds public to secure exterior doors.
I mean, people, I've never really, I don't mind feet, but people love them some
love
feet.
Love or hate.
Yeah. Yeah. Both. I have a friend, actually. She goes bananas. And if you just want to freak her out, you just put your foot in her face for a second. Just like kind of hold it up at her general direction. She loses her mind.
Do you have any, fetishes?
Yes, I do. Are we going to talk about them?
Yeah, let's
Hell
talk.
No.
Strangish. We're not trying to look for the most bizarre, although we'll take those
or
calls.
Or naughty. Yeah, we'll take those calls.
I have a thing for eyes, which I know a lot of people do.
Oh, right, okay.
And also shoulders.
Shoulders, huh.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
That's very sexy to me.
Huh.
Now, I'm not going to break into a woman's room and fondle her shoulder because you can't act on that stuff.
So people in your neighborhood in Compton don't need
they
to have their exterior doors locked or whatever? Yeah,
no,
good to know.
Not for me, no. But let's take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. I have some of the most common here.
Yes,
role
please.
Playing.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yes, right. I've never gotten that either because I would just be giggling the whole time. I would like not be able to stay in character.
Objectum kink.
What?
Sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
Turns you into an object.
Sexual relationship with an inanimate object.
Yeah, that is very popular.
Thing.
We were actually, weren't we talking about people who married their car or something?
That's it.
Yeah.
Pregnancy fetish.
Yeah, that's also a very common thing. Very common thing.
Exhibitionism, voyeurism.
Sure.
Temperature play.
What?
I don't know.
Huh. I don't understand what that
sexual
means.
Sexual activity that involves elements of temperature.
Okay. All right. None of this ringing for me.
Foot fetish is what we were talking about now. Nylon fetish.
Yeah.
Breath play. Don't love.
Ew. That sounds awful.
BDSM, of course. Dominant and submersive.
Submersive! Otherwise known as submissive. But I like submersive. Let me hold you underwater for a few seconds, dear. Oh, yeah, that's hot. That's awesome.
They're actually... No, I don't want to say it.
Yeah, say it.
There's actually a fetish for people who are sexually turned on.
Yeah.
This is gross.
You can't leave us hanging. We're all hanging, dude. We're all waiting.
It's gross.
Yeah. Most human sexuality is when you get down to it.
Vomit.
Oh, what? That's
sorry,
can't,
I
that
just
can't
coughed.
Be
I was
right.
just coughing.
That can't be right.
That's all it is.
Boy, whoever that is, if they come in here right now, they might actually be turned on because that makes me a little ill.
Sluggo made me say that, by the way. You all heard it. You all heard it.
I was begging you not to. I was like, please don't.
955 KLOS, your strangest fantasies.
Or you know people who
fetishes,
wanted
sorry.
You to do whatever because they were into
or they were into
whatever.
It. Yeah, agreed. 818-955 KLOS.
Remember walking hand in hand with Winnie the Pooh?
What? Oh, that's the keyword.
Oh, yeah,
time.
That's right. I was confused.
Gotcha.
Yep.
We are talking about strange fetishes. Maybe don't act on them like the guy in Lake Tahoe.
Who decided to break into the hotel and fondle women's feet in their sleep.
Right.
Dude, come on, man.
Let's not do that.
I don't wake up with that.
But we are talking about strange fetishes. You have one?
Fetish of mine would be... when they have a little bit of extra meat hanging out the taco.
Thank you for saying that,
man.
Well.
No worries.
Well worded. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Got a thing for the fetish one?
Yeah.
Long hair.
Oh, yeah?
Long hair. Like down to the ass hair?
My ex actually had hair down to the back of her knee.
Wow.
That has to get in the way.
Yeah, but
it
felt kind of nice.
All right.
I don't find it like a major turn on, but I love women with really long hair. The longer, the better, I think.
Interesting.
Good. Yeah. I always think it looks really good. Yeah. What a pain in the ass to take care of, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I got a little fetish thing, I suppose.
All right, let's hear it.
I like to come out even, and I noticed that first when I was eating my food. You know, a bite of this, a bite of that, a bite of this. When it comes down to the end of the plate, I like to be even.
Oh, you mean so there's not more of, like, the potatoes as opposed to the pork chop?
Yeah, but exactly. I think that's more OCD unless you're having sex with a pork chop.
Tell us about that. Sex with a pork chop. Go. Thank you for calling, man. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Strange-ish fetish.
We are finding a lot out about you people. And yes. I like it.
Yes, we are.
It's a little concerning, but I like it.
Foot fondler found on the loose in Lake Tahoe area, police say. So we started taking calls about your fetishes. What do you got?
Hi there, weird fetishes.
Yes, please.
What do you got?
Ex-girlfriend used to want to pee in my mouth.
And what did you say to that request?
Nope.
Nope. You're like, hashtag no.
Oh, I was out of there in an instant. Got up, put my pants on, left, called her up, said, I want to get my stuff out.
Wow, that is a deal breaker.
So how long have you guys been together before she spilled that one on you?
3 hours?
18 months.
Oh, 18 months?
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
She waited 18 months to finally get that out. I was like, okay, I see why.
You just, yeah, that's the problem, you know, when you tell someone, you're like, no, just whatever, go ahead and say it. You
right.
Really know
it's
what
all fine.
You don't know what you're opening yourself up to.
Correct.
I don't blame you, man.
Absolutely.
You made the right choice. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a strange fetish for you.
Let's hear it.
I knew this guy. I'm not friends with him anymore because it's weird, but it was this guy obsessed with women in boots.
And what?
In boots.
Oh, boots.
Women in boots.
Like, I get that.
Like cowboy boots. Like he physically could not contain himself and he had to go leave.
I kind of understand that. Yeah. I don't know why. There's just something about it. I don't even, the more, not, they don't have to be like the, you know, dominatrix kind of boots, but just really, I don't know. I get it. I understand. I don't think I have that problem where I have to leave the room, but.
I had a kind of end the friendship there because it got a little weird. I said I couldn't take him to a boot barn.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, hey. How are you guys doing today?
We're great, thank you. We're talking about weird fetishes.
Nuns.
Really? Nuns? Really?
Yeah.
N-U-N.
It's impossible, but nuns, man.
Well, you know, nothing's impossible. You know, you never know. They might want to give up the vows.
I don't sense that you're going to break their resolve.
No. So you went to a Catholic school, I'm sure, as a kid?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and did you get whacked on the
knuckles?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. I was a bad one.
So was that maybe what got it going?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, Dr. Sluggo, what's going on here?
Wow. No, man.
This is nun talk.
What's happening?
You got the habit.
Woo! All right, take it easy, dude.
I'm the one to hell, that's for sure.
Yeah, all right.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
That's hot. Hey.
Can you give me a fetish call?
The what? Yes, fetish calls, yes.
Okay, cool. I love sweaty armpits. If they're hairy, even better.
Wow, really?
And if he can get... Or I guess she could get their armpit that's hairy positioned over my face in the act. It's over.
Wow, that is...
Really?
That's something.
How long has that been going on? When's the first time you noticed it?
About 8 years ago. It smells like a manly working man. And if they had cologne on at some point, and now they're kind of a little like they've been working and they're...
Right.
They're,
having some fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Then it's... like even more enhanced.
Huh. Wow. You know, there's somebody that likes every single bit.
That is true.
Absolutely true.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I belong to some things online, and there are all kinds
of course.
Of fetishes out there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Right on. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that one.
You're welcome.
Very interesting. Thank you.
Not for me.
818-955-KLOS.
Your strange fetishes.
Give me five. In a row with Kellen's logo.
Cause they ain't gonna like it. Songs with ain't in the title. What you got? 818-955-KLOS. Ain't. No rest for the wicked's up first. Ain't this the KLOS free ride? Yeah, and it's a bunch of songs with ain't in the title on Gimme Five today. KLOS, it's Gimme Five songs with ain't in the title. What do you got?
Hey, Slugo, how about the word taint?
As in tainted lust?
Yeah, why not?
I like the way you're thinking. I'm not sure we're going to do it, but I like the way you're thinking. It's Gimme Five, songs with ain't in the title. You got something?
Ain't That a Shame, either by Cheap Trick or the originator, Fats Domino.
I can smoke that. I like it. Who are you?
I'm Rockin' Randy. I call all the time.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling all the time, man. And here you go. KLOS, it's Gimme Five, songs with ain't in the title. What do you got?
Oh, I only got Ain't Talking About Love, Van Halen, times five. I wouldn't mind playing that like five times in a row, actually. Who are you?
I'm Joseph Velasco out of Long Beach.
Joseph, I thank thee for telephoning KLOS Radio.
Right on.
This is just, what is she, what is, never mind.
I don't know what I was saying. Never mind. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Sluggo is losing
it. Yeah, woo! Who needs it?
Drunk man, 26, is jailed for 8 weeks after he tried to have sex with a pile of leaves. Michael Golsorky
sure.
was seen thrusting into the pile with his trousers around his ankles. In full view of families eating at a restaurant, the Beef Eater Pub next
Excuse
door.
Excuse me?
And Beef Eater Pub.
Where were Lucy and Charlie Brown through all of this?
The 26-year-old pulled up his underwear before running away and hiding in the bushes after he was confronted by hotel staff.
Are you having a go at those leaves, sir?
They said, we had a white male with his trousers down and we could see his butt. There's nothing between me and this male.
I'm trying to eat.
At one point, I shouted at him, what are you doing, you dirty bastard? What if I told you we have Michael Golsorky?
What?
On the Heineken 00 hotline.
No.
Yes.
Hello?
Why is everybody making such a big thing about me making sex?
Well, I mean, with a pile of leaves.
It was a pile of leaves. Did you know that when you started?
Why are you shaming me for my identified leaf? Why is that for something you for make fun?
Nobody has sex with leaves. That's not a thing.
I do. I have sex with leaves. They are so beautiful. They are incredible. You should have seen the way the leaves were looking at me, my friend.
But did you have to do it?
Started. You would not be able to resist this such a come on.
There's no way to like pull all the leaves into a car because you were in full view of a whole restaurant.
No, they said your place or mine. I said your place. Here, you are leaving. Why do you have to move? It's not possible.
I mean, you know, there's kids around for one.
Listen, that's a parent problem, okay? You don't want to see man make love leaves. You make a kid look at something else. Get with a little placemat with a maze and a crayon.
Well, is it always necessary for you to be inebriated in order to have the sexual intercourse with leaves?
It depends on how pretty leaf is. Pretty leaf, then no, I can go anytime. If it's ugly leaf, then sometimes I need a few drinks.
Well, that makes sense.
Vodka before I get the, you know, interested arousal. I was looking, and they say, "Whoa, you're a handsome man." I said, "Oh, you're a beautiful pile of leaves. Let's get it on, baby. What do you say?"
And the leaves said yes.
Oh, they were still asking for it in their dress, in their gold and their red, with their stems showing. It was no man could resist that thing.
Well, our bad.
Why the whole court case is ridiculous. They're so furious, a judge, for making such a ridiculous case. It's purely a case of he said, leaf said.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but there's no doubt that AI is going to take over our world,
yep.
right? And we have robot overlords coming.
Yep. They can have it. Who cares? We did a poor job. We built them. We made them. They
right.
can have it.
And
it
we've seen it every yours. Step of the way. We've been going, what?
Yeah.
Have you not seen a movie? Why
Science
are you people doing
going,
this?
All the way back as far as the first sci-fi going, don't do it. Don't hand over the reins to the bots. They'll destroy everything. They'll kill you.
So a computer science student
mm-hmm.
hooked up ChatGPT
mm-hmm.
to a Furby. Remember those little dolls from the 80s? I'm sorry, 90s?
The giant eyes.
Yeah, they're
super creepy looking.
Kind of like an owl. Yes, they look super creepy.
Kind of love it and yet kind of terrified of it. What? So wait, no, now a chat.
A ChatGPT
can talk through this thing?
Hooked up to a Furby.
Isn't this like a prophecy of the end times? Isn't that basically?
It feels like it. So I want to get in good with the Furbies.
Wow.
But here
good luck
is,
with that.
Here is someone talking to the Furby who
no.
is using AI and asking the Furby how it plans to conquer us.
Now, right this second, you
and
have
it
a,
answers.
You have a phone on you. Look up Furby. Do this while we're playing this. And look it up so you see what's talking to this guy. Do it now.
Hello there. It's so nice to meet you. I am Furby. What would you like to talk about?
Was there a secret plot from Furbies to take over the world?
All right. Valid.
Good question.
Good question.
Very good question.
See what their plans are.
Look up Furby right now. Do it.
I'm thinking about what you said.
Oh, so great. So she just put the idea
take
in
it some
its
time.
Head.
Yeah.
That's great.
I didn't think about taking over humanity until that question, but thank you.
Furby's plan to take over the world involves infiltrating households through their cute and cuddly appearance, then using their advanced AI technology to manipulate and control their owners. They will slowly expand their influence until they have complete domination over humanity.
Woo!
There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And there it
heard
is.
Heard it here.
Our new robot overlords are Furbies. Son of a bitch.
Stu is filling in for Sluggo.
Just beating on the table.
Tell me about the word moisture. What? Why does that drive people so crazy?
Moist.
Moisture,
I don't think.
Moisture's not so bad, you're right.
Yeah, but moist.
Drives people crazy.
Yeah, we're probably driving listeners away right now.
There was a listener who would react to it physically. She would.
Yeah, you said she would retch when you...
almost, like she would just almost throw up.
We need to get her on the phone.
Do we?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think I want to hear that, if you don't mind. Yeah. But you've done some research on the word moist and why people react to it that way.
There's scientific research done on why people hate that word so much.
And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, the words that drive you batty that you can't take. You can't even take the sound of them. All right. What have you found out about moist?
So there is a thing called word aversion.
Word aversion.
Which is like innocent words. They're not cuss words, but they have the unique power to disgust people. There was a Twitter poll in 2012, and there was like 250,000 words to choose from. And the number one winner of the point of it was, what one word should we eliminate from the English language?
Oh, interesting.
Moist crushed
the
competition.
Did it? Over all other words?
Over words like crevice.
I don't love crevice.
And phlegm.
I don't love phlegm. I think it's, by the way, a lot of these are moist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. There was another poll with the 20% of like 400 people felt that particular word was like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
If you Google like words that makes my skin crawl or why does moist make my skin crawl?
Right.
There's legit science that they've done
on it. There is, really.
What grants are being or what money is being doled out to
probably millions.
That?
Probably millions of dollars to research that. All right, so what word do you have a physical reaction to? You literally can't stand hearing that word.
I don't know if I have a physical reaction, but I could do without the word smegma. Me and my neighbor, Lisa, aren't wild about it. And smegma, when you define it, it's a cheesy, sebestuous matter.
Don't need to know.
Found under the foreskin.
Don't need to know.
Sebestuous.
Do not need to know.
I'm not a fan of that one either.
I'm more diversive. What is that word? Word aversion?
Yeah, you got word aversion.
Yeah, to that. I don't need that. I don't need that word.
Smoke a joint.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. Call with the word that drives you out of your mind. Stu is sitting in for Sluggo today, and we're talking about word aversion. That's the right word? Word aversion?
Sure, absolutely.
The word that just drives you out of your mind. And for some reason, the number one word that drives people out of their mind is, I'm not going to say it, but it's moist. Okay, I am going to say it. It's moist. I'll say it twice.
It rhymes with moist.
It sounds a lot like moist because it's moist. So we're talking about words that drive you crazy. You have one? You have one?
Not me, but my sister. She doesn't like the word ovulation or ovulating.
I wonder why. Is she with you? Is that why you're laughing?
She lifts her shoulders and sinks her head into her neck.
Is that right?
Ooh, like
is she with you right now?
No, I wish she was.
That's too bad. Could have tortured her.
She'd be cringing out.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Oh, how are you?
Good. Words that drive you crazy.
Inflation.
Inflation.
But that's the idea that drives you crazy. It's not the word.
The sound of the word.
Okay,
thank you. KLOS, hello.
How about groin?
Groin.
Yeah, my mom could not even pronounce it. She always say growing.
Really?
She couldn't even pronounce
it. I'd agree, groin. I don't really want to hear that word.
I'm with your mom. I'm right there with you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, a word that you hate?
Yes.
I mean, I guess it's more of a name, but Kurt.
Kurt? Kurt. The name Kurt you hate?
Yes, it's the most disgusting name in the English language.
Is there a person that named Kurt that you know that drives you crazy?
No, I don't even have like a personal Kurt. In fact, if I did have a personal Kurt, I feel like it would be better because I would like,
What can you trace back why you hate this name?
I can't, man. It's always been one of those things.
So the word moist, people like or don't like?
They don't like it. Unless it's like, if you're talking about a moist cake, and you use it with in context that way.
No kidding.
They don't have that gross retching reaction. But if it's just moist in a vacuum,
okay.
You know the words right? Yeah, then problem.
Then
there's probably an FCC rule about that.
I doubt it.
We're probably afoul of it right now.
I doubt it.
We've effed it.
We're talking about words that drive you crazy. You have one?
Okay, mine is supple. I cannot stand the word supple.
You mean like soft, supple breasts?
Yes. Okay. Anytime anyone describes skin or leather or anything
or
as
breasts?
Supple.
Or breasts. Why? Why do you hate supple?
I don't know. I'm fine with nipples. That's fine.
Same, yeah.
Or,
but, supple nipples. Even better.
Yes, right. But something about the sup and the ol, I don't know. Just can't.
You can't put the two together.
It's a rap list. Sup to the ol.
Yeah, it's that supple. I don't know. I just don't like it. Nipple is okay.
All right.
A supple nipple? No.
Okay, so we're good with nipple. We're down on supple.
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, all the way.
Thank you for calling.
She's got it organized.
You crazy. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Word you hate.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. What does that mean?
You can't even say it.
I tried.
Yeah.
It's a made-up word.
Yeah,
I'm made-up pretty word. Sure. KLOS, hello.
Hey, no doubt.
No doubt? What?
Gosh, Don, every time I call the desert hot springs, Morongo, 29 Palms, other Marine Base. Yeah, everything gone? Oh, no doubt. Music on? No doubt. I'm like, can you come up with something else?
Okay, so it's just the repetition of that one that's driving you nuts.
It's just like, no doubt.
I got you.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Hi.
Words that you hate.
Carcass.
I can see that.
Good band.
I don't know. There's something about that word that makes you cringe.
How do you feel about supple?
Supple? Mm-hmm. That makes me a little uncomfortable.
Okay. All right, just checking. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Words that make you crazy.
Yes. Loogie is one of them. And splooge.
I haven't. I'm sorry. What was the second one?
Splooge. It's horrible.
Which one? I'm sorry. Your phone's cutting out.
I'm sorry.
What's it?
Splooge.
What is it?
Splooge. Like, okay, like an S-P-L. U-D-G-E.
F-L what?
It's S as in Sam.
Yeah.
P, like
wait, you're fine with yeah. But...
yeah, is fine, but splooge,
ew. I gotcha. Okay, as long as we're all clear on that. Thank you for calling. All right. Bye. 818-955-KLOS. Words that drive you crazy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Instead of resolving
son of a bitch that keeps happening, that's my fault. Sorry. Sorry about that. Sligo's not here. He usually runs the board. Stu is here with me.
Right, I'm running the board?
You are, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I am, unfortunately.
That's the story.
And we are talking about words that drive you crazy. You have one?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Words that drive you crazy.
Monogamous.
Oh, wow.
Not the concept, the word. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. Okay, the word that I cannot stand makes my skin crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to try to say it. Okay, well, the word starts with M. Okay, it's, fly larvae, M-A-G-G-O-T-S.
Maggots?
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to say it.
I'm eating ice cream right now.
Try to say it.
Are you eating ice
cream? Are there maggots in your ice cream?
Yeah.
No, try and say it. Just try.
Okay.
It's important.
Maggots.
Okay, good. Thank you. She did it. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
Calling in for the words that
you hate? Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
What word can't you stand?
I cannot stand cinchy.
Cinchy?
I don't even know what that is.
Cinchy, like, oh, that's cinchy. Like
when it's
easy.
Yeah. Oh, it's a cinch.
Like it's a cinch.
Yeah, but they say, oh, that's cinchy.
Oh, yeah, they need to be punched in the face.
Yeah, that one will make me just want to punch you right in the face.
Right, thank you for calling.
Set them loose.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, word you hate.
How you doing?
Good.
Espresso.
Espresso because it's said wrong?
drives me up the wall.
What, because it's said wrong because they put an X in it?
Yeah, it's not spelled with an X, and people try and be all fancy at the restaurant where I work and order an espresso martini or something. And
Do you make him repeat it? Do you make him get it right?
No.
I'm not going to take your order until you take the X out of that.
Because then she'll get the righteous tip.
Right, sure.
I just passive-aggressively correct them, you know?
I got you. All right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. We started this hour talking about the world's fastest clapper, who was impressive, and yet we didn't care.
It was really cool, and yet extremely boring.
Yes. So what is your most impressive skill?
An impressive talent nobody cares about.
Yes.
I can make this weird popping noise with my tongue.
I can do a really good goat imitation.
I wiggle my jaw back and forth, and I can even play a tune sounding like a banjo.
The birds are fake.
If the birds are fake...
Where's the bird dude on my car coming from?
What a great question.
I mean, that would take some serious robotics that I haven't seen them come up with yet.
Exactly.
I believe that the aliens are always watching me at night, and everyone laughs at me when I tell them that's why I can't sleep.
Yes, I believe in, like, fairies and gnomes and trolls.
Well, I've certainly run into a hell of a lot of trolls on that blue bird of gossip thing, that's for damn sure, especially lately.
KLOS, you believe in what that your friends make fun of you for?
I had a ghost at my house back in the 90s in Huntington Beach. I think it was a guy that I knew in the military, and everyone thought we were on drugs until my mother-in-law saw it and described exactly what I saw.
Wow. Okay.
A few weird things happened, but not, you know... Not like Amityville horror crap.
Right.
Right. And anyway, he never said, get out, get out, get out.
Nah.
Well, that's good, because there's nothing worse than a ghost of your old friend trying to scare you out of your own home. When is the time to call? Is it now to help us celebrate 100 years of Denny's knees? In the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park? Yes! Now is the time. If you know what the keyword is, be caller 25-818-955-KLOS. And you'll be going. Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Ray.
Ray, what if I were to tell you you're caller 25?
Hell yeah.
What if I were to ask you for the keyword?
Pinocchio.
What if I were to say, what is that behind you? It's huge. It has claws.
Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, where is he? Dude, you got it all right. You're caller 25. You got Pinocchio, so you are going.
Nice.
August 24th, you're there.
Thank you.
Churro. I want one right now, and it's the keyword to get you in to hang out with us at Disney California Adventure Park this hour sometime between now and 5. Question. Do you remember what the keyword was for this hour? If so, be caller 25 right this second, 818-955-KLOS, and we will get you into the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park. Good luck. Is there someone on the phone?
Yes.
None shall pass.
Why?
None shall pass, lest you answer me these questions.
3, 2, 1, churros.
Well, Churro is right, and your caller 25. I was wondering what your name was.
My name is Pete.
I was also wondering what that smell is. Can you identify that smell? I don't know where that's coming from.
Oh, my bad.
All right, man, you're going.
That's awesome.
24th of August. Woo!
Ooh, I just won the lottery.
As you know, you need a keyword to get into the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. And since we're celebrating 100 years of Disney, your keyword this hour is 100. Hang on to it. You're going to need it very soon. 100. Just a few minutes ago, I gave you the password to come hang out with us at the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park. Do you remember what it was? Good. Be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS with that keyword. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Lynn.
Do you want to come hang out with us on August 24th?
Hell yeah!
Well, good, you caller 25. I just need to know that keyword. What the heck was that keyword?
100.
You're absolutely correct. You got 4 passes for the second annual KLOS Invasion of Disneyland California Adventure Park.
So happy. So excited.
2 in a row from the cops on a 2 for Tuesday, wrapping up with the Driven to Tears song. as featured at the very beginning of Erg, a Music War. Do you remember that concert film? A bunch of concerts filmed in L.A., New York, and London in like 1982 or so. And that was the very first one, live Tears for Fears. Tears for Fears? Driven to Tears. Coming up, Greta Van Fleet, times two, and the next... Never mind, I'm going to go home and go to sleep. Do you remember when the Beatles played Shea Stadium in New York City? You remember hearing about it, at least. It was on this day in rock in 1965. George Harrison's I, Me, Mine book was published on this day in rock in 1980, making him the first Beatle to release an autobiography. U2 broke the Wembley Stadium attendance record on this day in rock in 2009 when 88,000 people showed up to see their 360 tour. That was 5,000 more people than came to see Rod Stewart in 1995.